Repent, sinner. Louder. You do want to come down from this cross, don't you? It's been hours. Then show remorse for your actions, filthy whore. Beg for forgiveness. Ask the Lord to forgive you for your wicked ways, to take you and lead you towards a righteous path.
I will leave you here longer if I must. Our Lord accepted such a burden nailed to the cross. Why shouldn't you handle being tied to one with your backside facing me?
You are no virgin to having your rear end exposed to strangers.
Punishment? This is no punishment, sinner. This is the means to redemption. Oh, and the redemption has yet to begin. I have a special way of dealing with irredeemably lustful souls such as yourself. I too was once like you, allowing anyone to defile my body and living a life led by sin. But then I was saved by a sister and convinced to shed all impurity, reborn and purifying my body in God's light. I was saved by her, and so shall you be saved and join our convent. You already used your body carrying out vile deeds for the wicked. Now your body will serve the Lord. You are no stranger to having your hair pulled. Open your mouth. Open it the same way you would for all those that used it before. Good whore. I have a specialized cross made for events such as this. And if you notice, the longest part is phallic shaped. We must purify you inside and out, and you must be trained for the future. We begin at your mouth. I will continuously thrust into your mouth with this heavenly tool until I see tears coming down from your eyes. I will not stop a moment before.
In. Ah, you can handle it really deep. Truly isn't your first rodeo. Out.
Yes, gasp as you please. It's for a good purpose now.
In.
Good. I can see how undone you're getting. Your pupils growing bigger. Your skin getting warmer.
Out.
Music to my ears. Hearing you gasp for the Lord. I will count how long it goes in this time. Ready.
In. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, you want to end longer? I have much to teach you about greed. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Out.
Your body is shaking. You act as if you don't like this. Look at me. Your face shows me otherwise. Glazed over eyes. A foolish smile. You look like you've seen paradise. Even if you weren't fond of my methods, you would be soon enough. With the correct training, that is. And trust me, my new disciple, I have trained many before you. Though an individual has a unique way to learn, I always end up finding what works best. You will be no different. Spread those filthy lips again. Good. Continue being obedient like this. In. One more time. There you go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, nah. Fine. Out. Come on. Breathe.
You're a little bit of a lightweight, aren't you? We will correct this.
For now, we will move on to the next step. Let's see. White, red, or black? I wonder, what would contrast well with your body? I think red would do nicely. What say you? Wait. It doesn't matter what you think at the moment. You are just gonna enjoy this. First candle. I will warn you. This might feel a tad hot.
I'm experiencing deja vu with you. Am I the only one that enjoyed this when I first came here? You will end up embracing the sting. Your tolerance will increase. From your back, finding its way downwards towards your hips and between the cheeks. What a beautiful sight. Candle two. We need to cover your back a bit more. Someday, the touch of the hot wax will bring you great joy. I know it'll happen. You'll miss it once it's been peeled from your skin, and you'll be begging for more. It happens to all of us. Now, the entire length of your arm, each side. My, don't you just love how it drips on you? And I'm being kind to you. The farther it is away from your skin, the more time it has to cool before it hits you. If I dripped it closer like this... Yeah, I don't think you like it all that much, do you? This isn't even the best part. We'll need to take this off your skin in a particular way once it cools. You're gonna love how smooth your skin feels after it comes off. Speaking of which, your skin looks so beautiful with wax on it. It suits you. It's like a canvas with paint. A mixture of black and white would complement it as well. Well, we'll be able to test it out in the future, along with many other things. You know, just by looking at you, something tells me that you like being stuffed. Am I right? Need your holes filled? Or... are you simply needy for sexual satisfaction, no matter what needs to be done to achieve it? Whether you know this or not about yourself, you are an open book. We all are. I just need to flip through the pages. It'll cool down quickly, and then I'll be able to begin. My, your skin already feels smooth without it. The bits that don't have wax on it. Do you like how I glide the tips of my fingers up and down your soft flesh? I'm enjoying it. Last candle. It's small. Drip, drip, drip. Now, that wasn't so bad, was it? Don't go running off anywhere.
You are quite enjoyable. Did you know that? I am having so much fun with you. I hope you're having fun too. Oh, how I've missed this tool. Do not squirm. It'll take longer if you attempt to move. I'll miss, and then I'll have to hit you again. Are you a glutton for pain? My, how sinful you are. You truly have much to learn. How lucky you are that I've taken control over you. Good. Stay still while I remove it all. I will free you from this cross and move you to the altar once I'm done. For what I have planned for you, I'll need a flat surface. Now, don't question me further, or else I'll extend this process for a few more hours until you're fit for reprogramming. Do you wish to learn the hard way? Then stay quiet until you've been given permission to speak, or I'll take one of these candles and create a seal for your mouth. Good, stay still for me. And good, it's coming off very easy. My accuracy hasn't deteriorated one bit. Lucky you. Time for the last step. Let's take these straps off of you. All right. Move to the center of the chamber, Sinner. Quickly now. I don't have all day. Faster, 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 faster. Good. Now bend. I have something special for you. Each sinner that comes to us that shows promise of becoming a new disciple is given a tool that will aid in becoming more obedient. You are tasked with breaking in this new tool today. I see that look on your face again. And good on you for not speaking unless I tell you you can. You might be thinking to yourself about the length of time I've had this strapped to me. I'll give you a hint. It is mandatory for a nun to wear a strap on at all times if the need arises to either discipline or praise their pupil. I've had this on me from the very moment you arrived. Oh, you're making such a wonderful reaction. The same look all of us once had. Do not worry, though. I've taught men, I've taught women, and now I'm teaching you. I know what I'm doing. My, what a wonderful decision it was to allow nuns and priests to choose the sex of the people they wanted to teach. As you can see, we do things a little differently here. I must reminisce with the others later. My focus is on you. You do understand where I'm gonna stick this, right? It's much too big for your other hole, for now. But your mouth should do just fine. Open. Just like how I handled you earlier, you will have this in your mouth and continue to be fucked by it until you are drooling and tears roll down your face. I will not stop a moment sooner. I will never grow tired of the sound of lips smacking the silicone. The desperate sucking and slurping as if you'll perish if you separate from this phallic object.
Try not to choke on your own saliva. It wants to explore more of you. Now, 3, 2, 1. Deep into your mouth now. 1, 2, 3.
What did I just tell you?
It's good that this whip reaches across your body, right to your behind. Would you look at that? You ended back in your mouth again, so soon. If you're eager for this, I'll need to find a punishment better suited for you. I'll have to grab your head to keep you off of this thing, won't I? Eager slut. Maybe going slow will be more torturous for you. I will thrust slow. In and out. Tender. Sweet. Suck it like a lollipop. Savor this moment. Slower. Lick and suck the head as if it were fragile. As if you're afraid to break it. You will go faster when I tell you you can go faster. You must learn self-control. Better. Deep in your throat it goes now. Hold it. Hold it, sinner. You were eager only a moment ago. You should even be shocked at the sudden thrust. Out. You better stop that coughing. I won't stop. In. No. Don't you try to move your head away. I'll keep both of my hands to your skull and make sure you stay right where I want you. I do wonder if you'd show me the same level of impatience, I would say, if I were behind you. Out. Let's do this again. In. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Out. Just suck it. My, I'm having way too much fun with you. What more can I do with you? There are plenty of toys prepared. We just need to find out what suits you the most. Once more, for longer this time. In. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Out!
Yeah, it seems like you really, really enjoy this.
You want to keep on going, my new disciple? So do I. Let me get behind you now.